The all-district soccer team was recently chosen by the district's coaches, and we get Wildcats results from Wildcat soccer coach Andy Holt.
Well, we had a few guys get on. The first team, we had one. Juan Gomez is a defender. Mm-hmm. He was named first team defender. And then on second team, we had Chris Espinoza, second team forward. And then Tanner Ramirez was second team as well. And then we also had goalkeeper Jorge Roque, got second team goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. And then honorable mention was Brian Roque. So, you know, we had a few guys on there. You know, obviously we'd love to have a few more, but when you finish fifth, that's kind of what you expect. You're not going to get a ton of guys on there, but we were happy to get a few, and we got, you know, got one on first team, so that was great.
Yeah, I knew that would please you. He was very, very deserving, real team leader, and you could tell the players that when they got in trouble, they always looked for him back there.
Yeah, no question. He's a guy who's, I guess he was a three-year starter for us, and, you know, just had a lot of experience. And like you said, the guys leaned on him, and you know, he's just so good. We could play him in any position. We put him at left back. We put him at right back. Put him at center back. He played multiple positions for us back there in the back. And I know if we needed him to go up, we sure could have used him because he's got a lot of ability there as well. He scores goals in practice often too. So, but he's a kid that just worked and took care of his business and just has a lot of ability and did a great job for us all year and really the past 3 years.
Yeah, always depended on him for not only kicks out of the goal, but you know, kicks toward the goal. On
yeah,
the other
he
end
did. He PKs. He did score a few goals for us. And, you know, like you said, penalty kicks. He scored a couple set kicks. You know, I think he had 4 goals. I think he might have been third in goals for us this year. You know, he did. He was awesome, and he's going to be a guy that we're going to be sorely missed next year.
Guys like Espinoza coming back, you're glad to have those kind of guys get recognition.
Yeah, Chris and Brian both got recognition being sophomores. And, you know, Chris, I think Chris might have, you know, he was our leading goal scorer. I think he ended up with 10 on the year, which is great for a sophomore. Like you said, it's just great to get that recognition early. And hopefully these guys will just continue to improve and get us back to where we belong, you know, making the playoffs and getting some more guys on the all-district.
Yeah, I bet you wish it was January right now and you were gearing them up and getting ready for another run at these.
Yeah, no question. We got a lot of guys coming back and excited about, you know, what the future holds for us. But we got a long ways and we need to get better. And I think the guys are committed to that already. You know, they're ready to work and get better. So we're excited about that.
KSST Sports.